predictability. The milkman, the paper boy, the evening TV.
Making your costume. Why, you ask, would I go to all the trouble when all the other moms go to the store and buy something cheap, generic, and possibly flammable? It's not because those mothers love their children any less. It's just that I love you more.
Yeah, so listen.
Yeah. Plus, I am crazy about Halloween. Oh, getting dressed up, going trick-or-treating with you guys. Stealing your candy while you're asleep?
Mom, we can't go trick-or-treating. We're a neighborhood joke.
What are you talking about?
Taylor! Hello, Dr. Fuller. You're looking well. Skip the chit-chat. Tell my mom what you wrote in your blog. You guys have the lamest Halloween house in town.
Lame? Lame how?
Wearing decorations, a bowl of raisins instead of candy.
Okay, thank you, Taylor.
And let's not forget the pamphlets about juvenile diabetes.
She gets it. Thanks for stopping by.
Goodbye, Dr. Fuller. And may I say, you're having a tremendous hair day.
Oh, thanks for noticing, Taylor. Yeah, I'm using this new conditioner. Why am I telling you?
House in town. Mom, how could you do this to me?
Look, this should not be about assigning blame. But it's all your Grandpa Danny's fault. I mean, we just moved in here.
I say Halloween night, we turn off all the lights and check into a cheap motel.
Max, do not despair. I'm in charge now. And since I am the queen of Halloween, I'm gonna throw a spooky party for you and your friends.
Go on.
But not just any spooky party. The spookiest, scariest, most terrifying party ever.
Will it impress Taylor?
Taylor? Oh, please.
Answer the question.
Yes, it will impress Taylor.
That's the answer I was looking for.
Hey, Deej, don't you love this time of year? You'll never guess who we're gonna be for Halloween.
Do not bother trying. In a million years, you will never guess.
Lucy and Ricky.
Nope, try again. Oh, wait, you got it.
We will make the perfect Lucy and Ricky. Just like Lucy, Kimmy is adorably wacky.
And just like Ricky, Fernando has a cute Latino accent.
You think so? Myself, I do not hear it.
Oh, Kimmy, can a Gibbler-style party planning help me throw a Halloween party for Max?
Of course. What's the theme?
Halloween.
I like it. Now, I'll need my standard $5,000 non-refundable deposit.
Kimmy, you and your entire family live in this house for free.
Fine. It's refundable. I'm so glad you're doing this. Do you read Taylor's blog? He said this is the lamest house in town.
Oh, I can't believe my son's best friend is such a pain in the butt. Oh, now I know how my dad felt about you.
I mean, hey!
Yo-ho, Steffo!
Oh, hey, Jimmy.
Sup?
Nothing.
Oh, I love our banter. Oh, hey, you want to go out this Halloween? Ooh.
I'd love to. Ah. What? It's a ghost.
Oh, good. I thought it was like an old person expressing disappointment.
So, what'd you have in mind?
Oh, well, I got us two tickets to go to Mighty Mountain's Haunted Halloween.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
It does. But then I thought, what's more fun than being scared? Being the scarer. And then I thought, I'll get us jobs playing zombies. And then I did. All we have to do is go like this. What? That's a zombie.
Oh, I thought it was a goat with chronic asthma.
You got me back. I love our banter.
Hi, Steph. Hey.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, guys. I got two extra tickets to Haunted Halloween. You want them?
Oh, actually, I'm planning a family Halloween here at home.
Yeah, we'll take them.
Thanks, Uncle Jimmy.
Are you sure you want to miss family Halloween? We always go trick-or-treating together. And then later, I'm throwing a spooky party for Max.
Come on, Mom. We're too mature for all that little kid stuff. We're 13.
Yeah, if this were Frontier times, we'd be married.
Ew.
Not to each other. Ew.
Ramona, let's decide on your costume. You don't want to end up being something boring like a kitty cat.
Oh, I was a kitty cat last year.
You're a kitty cat every year.
So you're a sexy nurse every year.
Well, actually, I'm just a nurse, but thank you.
Sorry, Mom, but we're going to Haunted Halloween. And we're not wearing dumb costumes.
We're going to a lame kitty party.
And we're gonna Uber so we don't have to be embarrassed by having our parents drop us off. But we're really sad we're gonna miss the fun tonight.
Yeah, we are. And we're gonna be out late, so don't wait up.
Joke's on them. I'm gonna wait up.
DJ, I'm sorry I ruined your family Halloween. I should have checked with you about the tickets first.
Oh, that's all right. You couldn't have known that this might be my last Halloween with all my boys before they grow up, move out, and never call.
Mm. Well, as long as I'm off the hook.
We could ask for the tickets back if you want.
No, it's fine. They can go. But man, time sure flies. You know, 1 minute, Jackson and Ramona are holding our hands to cross the street, and the next minute, they want nothing to do with us.
Oh, Deej. Teenagers are like birds. If they fly away, they were never yours to begin with.
That makes no sense.
Shh. I know it doesn't.
I love Lucy.
And I love Ricky.
Oh, look, you even got a conga.
Of course. It's for my performance tonight.
What performance?
At Max's party, I said to myself, what would a group of 8-year-olds would want to see on Halloween? And then it hit me. Ricky Ricardo singing in Spanish.
Hey, what if you had a beautiful redhead performing with you?
Who did you have in mind? Carrot Top.
Me.
Oh, no. Ricky always performs alone. Watch any episode. You must promise me you will not interfere with my show. No funny business, okay?
Oh, don't you worry about me. It's Lucy you have to worry about.
Tommy, what does the bear say? Close enough.
Our costumes make no sense. Who ever heard of Goldilocks and the Two Bears?
You know why there isn't a third bear.
Hey, Mom, I need 40 bucks.
How about 20?
Sure, that's all I really needed.
Thanks for bailing, Jackson.
Sorry, but trick-or-treating is for little kids. Oh, thanks, Mom. You do know that you're the mama bear, right?
No, I'm not. Am I?
Of course not. You're the middle bear.
Then why do I have a big pink bow on my butt?
Because you're the bear that supports breast cancer research.
Well, that's a very important cause. Who looks stupid now?
Okay, Steph, here comes Jackson and Ramona. You ready to zombie?
Do I look ready?
Do I sound ready?
These theme parks aren't that scary.
This is so much cooler than a party full of 8-year-olds.
Yeah, get one, big dude.
These are so fake.
You're fake!
Come, be my bride forever.
Who, me?
No, him.
You see what I did there? I flipped the joke.
Enter, young teens, if you dare.
Do we dare?
Of course we dare.
Do you dare first?
Fresh rain.
I'm not clear on the whole storyline here. Were you invented in the lab, or did you break into the lab?
Who are you, the logic police? Get out! The door is locked. No one's going anywhere.
I was a hall monitor last year, and that's against fire regulations.
Silence, nerd!
I'm not scared of you.
We know. We're sucking the thoughts right out of your brains.
Then what am I thinking?
Your feet hurt from dance class.
Whoa! How did you know that?
And you? Why aren't you at home with your family?
You're not reading my mind. You could say that about any teenager.
You skipped your brother's party and you broke your mother's heart.
Okay, that one seemed more about me. We're gonna head out now. If you could just unlock the door.
Not gonna happen. Jackson.
They know your name.
Zicker. Ramona.
And they know mine!
You two should have stayed at home with your families.
If you let me go, that's exactly what I'll do.
Their brains are too small to eat. Not worth the hassle. Like crab legs.
We promise we'll go straight home.
Go! Now! Before Uber surge pricing kicks in.
That was easier than I thought.
Yeah, I loved your Uber line.
Oh.
Hey, no fraternizing between characters. It's grounds for immediate dismissal.
What about you, Randy? I saw you smoking in the haunted corn maze.
I was vaping. I'm a vaping vampire.
Hey, kids. What's this I see? Could it be a dog possessed by a demon?
Ooh. That's not scary. That's adorable.
Okay, check this out. Who wants to reach into the bucket of terror and feel real human eyeballs?
Peeled grapes? What's so scary? Are they not organic?
Okay, listen, kid. Halloween requires a certain suspension of disbelief.
It also requires a certain level of production quality. Mom, a word, please. When we first discussed this party, the word spooky was thrown around.
Oh, it's about to get spooky up in here. Up in here. Okay, everyone, gather round. Now, we all know the story of Goldilocks and the Three Bears, but not everyone knows how it really ends.
Goldilocks runs away.
Yes, she runs away, but not before the bears chomped off her hand!
$13.99 at Bert's Halloween shop.
Look who's here to save your party.
Be my guest. Tough room.
Niños, let's travel back to a terrifying time when TV was in black and white and there were only three channels. And if you went to the bathroom, you actually missed part of the show forever. So now, I present to you TV legend Ricky Ricardo performing his signature song, Babalu. Please enjoy, but do not sing along. Pensando lo velorio que le hacemos a Babalú. Dame 17 velas pa' ponerle en cruz. Babalú. You got some splaining to do.
No, I don't. I've got some singing to do. Babaloo.
What are you doing, Lucy?
I'm babalooing, Ricky.
Lucy, you promised not to do this.
You know I want to be in show business. Maybe I'll get discovered tonight.
By who? They're 8-year-olds.
You never consider my feelings.
Okay, I'm considering your feelings now. And I'm considering, and they're wrong.
What am I supposed to do? Sit in the corner with Fred and Ethel? You're so selfish.
I'm selfish. Lucy, this time you've taken it too far. Siempre querés ser la protagonista de todo. Llorá, llorá. Mira, me mataste la fiesta con todos los nenes, pobrecito.
Wow. Wasn't that a thing you saw?
This party is a Baba loser.
Max. I'm sorry. Maybe this party wasn't the scariest, but Taylor's attitude did not help.
Me gustan las albóndigas. ¿Dónde está la biblioteca? Feliz Navidad. Feliz Año Nuevo.
And I had nothing to do with that.
What a disaster. The only good thing that happened tonight is that I raised breast cancer awareness.
Hi, Mom. So good to be home.
Oh, Oh, what are you guys doing home so early?
Well, we knew you felt bad about us not being here.
So we decided to make our parents happy.
It's the right thing to do.
We're very proud of you.
Gotcha. We knew it was the two of you all along.
Yeah, no, you didn't.
Is it still too late to be invited to the 8-year-old party?
No, but I have to warn you, it's not very scary.
That's okay. We've had enough scary for one night.
But that party could be scarier. Did you guys happen to make any monster friends at the park?
Well, the severed heads were pretty snooty, but the ghouls were cool. And I felt like that killer clown was hitting on me all night.
I hate to burst your bubble, but that smile was painted on.
What?
Hold on to that Viking hat, Taylor. This party's about to get super scary.
Why? Are you bringing out more sugar-free skeleton cookies?
Taylor.
How'd you know my name?
Max told us to eat your brains.
You should eat his brains.
We already did. That was our amuse-bouche.
You're next, Taylor.
Taylor, pretty good.
Yes. Best Halloween ever.
Here, Max, try some brain food.
Mmm, and delicious.
Hey, Mom, can you come in here?
Oh, my three little bears.
Can't believe you wanted me to wear this in public.
Yeah, now that I see it, you may have a point.
I'm giving you one bear photo.
Really?
But you cannot post it on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, Pinterest, or any medium that exists now or may exist in the future.
Deal. Oh, but you'll always be my three little bears.
Okay, let's not make this a thing.
I'll make it a thing. I like being your little bear. Aww.
Fine. I guess I like being your little bear, too.
Oh, I know you don't mean that, but it's so sweet you said it. Oh, I love you boys so much. Hey, can somebody take this picture?
Happy to help. By the way, these sugar-free skeleton cookies are to die for.
Yeah, can you just take the picture?
Kimi, I'm really, really sorry.
That did not sound sincere.
He was sincere the first 25 times. Now I'm a little bit on autopilot. It is true. I should have invited Lucy to perform with Ricky.
Yes, you should have.
Although in 181 episodes, that never happened once.
I'm not mad about not being in the show. I'm mad because you didn't want me in the show. We got a couple's costume so we could enjoy Halloween together.
I feel terrible. Please, let me make it up to you.
Only if it involves something we can do together.
It does not. But you're still going to love it.
I love Kimi and she loves me. We're as happy as two can be. Sometimes we quarrel, but then how we love making up again. Kimi kisses like no one can. She's my missus and I'm her man. And life is heaven, you see. 'Cause I love Kimi, yes, I love Kimi, and
Ricky.
Oh, Lucy.